You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Very busy weekend. Friday, went to Black Excellence launch at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Oh.
Shouts out to Kiana Sinks. She is one of the masterminds behind that movement. The Popper was honored.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, went to St. Joe. To the Metro PCS out there. Thanks to everyone that came through.
And you didn't stop by Chiefs training camp?
It was going on as we were giving away school supplies at the Metro PCS. So I could not leave, unfortunately. Then we immediately left and went to the Metro PCS on 59th and Prospect and gave school supplies out there.
Double duty.
I came back to the radio station, went in the bathroom, put on a dress, and went to Mayor Lucas' toast at Union Station.
Ah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Jones and I went together. Got a chance to see a lot of people.
Yes.
The whole town was out. So congratulations to Mayor Lucas. Of course, he was talking about a lot of the things that he wants to do surrounding violence. As you know, there were several shootings over the weekend, locally and in the United States. Dayton, El Paso, mass shootings happened, 29 dead.
It's a shame that, first off, condolences, prayers to all families. That's not enough. Prayer without works is nothing. That's number one. Number two, it's a shame that in our society in the United States now, it's becoming normal for these type of things to happen now. Like, it's a part of our everyday life. It doesn't matter if you go to church, if you go to Walmart, if you go to McDonald's, if you go to school, you're safe nowhere. And I'm tired of this. I know you're tired of it too. But it is sickening now that this thing is normal. These mass shootings shouldn't be treated as a headline on the news. These are major things that this country needs to come face to face with, whether you support guns or not. There is an issue going on.
I'm going to talk some more about that coming up later on in the show.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622. Today, look for highs in the lower 90s. It'll be mostly sunny. You clear 77 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
A$AP Rocky was released from a Swedish prison over the weekend following a three-day trial. Now, a judge ruled that Rocky didn't have to stay in Swedish custody while awaiting the verdict and sentence in his assault case stemming from a brawl that happened in the street in Stockholm.
They ain't finna charge him with nothing.
The other two defendants, well, he's already been charged. The other two defendants were released and allowed to leave as well. The verdict is expected to be handed down on August 14th. Congratulations are in order to Keisha Cole and her boyfriend, Nico Kale. Or is that Kale?
Oh, I have no clue.
They welcomed their son into the world on Thursday. Let me see. Is his name here?
You're not my dad!
They ain't released the name yet.
Test tube, baby.
This is Keisha's second child. Of course, she's got a baby with her first marriage dude, Daniel Booby Gibson. What's the name about?
Oh, nothing. I'm just hearing the news, hearing as you read it.
Lauren London has announced that Nipsey Hussle will be honored in South Central LA with a tower at his strip mall on Crenshaw in Slauson. There's a statement that was released as a notice to the public. We're putting up a gate on Thursday, August 1st to enclose the plaza at 3420 West Slauson Avenue to start the early development stages of the forthcoming Nipsey Hussle Tower to commemorate and honor the life and legacy of Nipsey.
Still unbelievable that he's not with us anymore, man.
For real. Over the weekend, folks flocked to the movies to see Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Brought in over $180 million in its opening weekend worldwide, with about $60 million of that coming from the U.S.
I went to the show. I didn't see that, though.
What'd you see?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that's that Quentin Tarantino
movie.
Yes,
it is. And I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, add that to your list of things to go check out. The Lion King also showed up in the numbers. 38.2 million being added to all the other millions and millions of dollars that it has earned.
Yeah.
Keep listening to The Morning Grind with Shay and Sean for your chance to win tickets to see The Lion King.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I actually am on driving probation, so I got to go to court. I apparently ran a stoplight, so I got to go to court for it.
Sounds like you're driving now. Are you driving now?
Yeah, I'm headed to court. So.
Oh, God.
He got to drive to court. He got to get, well, I guess you
no,
could catch
you're not
Uber.
Supposed to drive to court if you're going to court over not being able to drive. Oh, my God.
Baby, gotta do what I gotta do.
Oh, my God.
I know that's right. Thug it out, dog. Beat the system,
right? Right? No, always beat the system. What you gotta do.
All right. And if that don't work, just call Stacy Shaw and she'll hook you up.
Yes, always. She knows the law.
That's right.
All right, brother. Good luck. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Number 88, Tony Gonzalez entered the class of 2019 Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside Champ Bailey, Ty Law, Ed Reed.
Mm-hmm. And Chiefs legend Johnny Robinson.
Why'd you roll your eyes a little bit?
Because I don't like Champ Bailey. And Tony Gonzalez, you know he got some catching up to do with Chiefs Kingdom, even though he did give us a little shout-out during his speech.
When I first got to Kansas City, they were singing the Star Spangled Banner, and you guys know I'm going with this. At the end of the song, I didn't know what was coming. And they let me know if you know this one. It comes to the end of it, and it says, and the home of the
Chiefs!
There it is. And then you'd see the flyover. Nothing else like playing at Arrowhead Stadium.
No, Champ Bailey played for Denver. That's why I don't like him. Congratulations.
You don't want to congratulate another man for achieving?
No, I don't.
Greatness?
No, I don't. When he played for the rival, no. He gets no love.
Wow.
Zero. Mm-hmm. And all Chiefs fans stand with me on that. Okay. What you doing all that for?
Get that hate out your blood. We got to get you a dialysis center today.
Don't play with Denver or Oakland.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's a sad morning. Mass shooting, 29 people dead. 20 in Dayton, Ohio. The other 9 in El Paso, Texas. In Kansas City, 4 homicides in 4 days. As of today, 85 homicides on the year compared to 78 this time last year. And posting information, statistics on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. And the gun proponents are already making comments saying that gun control is not the answer. I need to know from those folks, what is the answer then? Please open our eyes to what the answer is so that we can begin moving away from creating an unsafe environment in this country. We talk about it over and over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Ad nauseum. It's like you're not safe anywhere. And it's like it's just become a way of life now. It's something that you have to expect, unfortunately, in the society that we live in. And I just, if it's not the guns, I'm like you. What is it? I have no clue.
I've seen a lot of people make comparisons of other things that people die from. But I see this as a preventable issue. Many of the things that they were saying, you know, well, people die from medical errors. That's human error. Someone has to make a decision to get a gun, go into a Walmart, and spray the place. They talked about folks dying in vehicle accidents. Human error. Deciding to go and get your gun and go to a church, that's your decision. That's not human error.
Yeah, I don't see how that correlates with gun violence at all.
Mayor Lucas tweeted Saturday morning about wanting to work to end the gun violence in Kansas City. He can't do this by himself. There's nothing he can do.
No.
To stop it. Chief Rick Smith can't stop it. What can we as a community do to address the issue of murder in Kansas City?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
724. Look for highs in the lower 90s today. Mostly sunny skies. Right now, you're partly sunny. It's 74 on 39th and True. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends. Dawn Richard, singer and member of Danny DeCane, is 36. Jesse Williams, actor from Grey's Anatomy, is 38. TV and radio personality Funk Flex, he's 51 today. Carl Crawford, baseball player and ex of Evelyn Lozado, is 38. Comedian D-Ray Davis, ooh, let me find out. He's 51. I didn't realize.
I don't think that's true.
He was that mature. You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I remember we said that last year, and he said something on Twitter about it.
Okay. Vanessa Williams, reality TV star and daughter of Rev Run, is 36. Athlete Lolo Jones is 37. Former NBA star Patrick Ewing is 57. And actress Walona on The Good Times, Jhené Dubois, is 74.
Happy birthday, everybody born on August 5th.
So Rihanna and Cardi B took to their social media accounts over the weekend to get out at Donald Trump after the two mass shootings that left at least 29 people dead and 53 injured over a 13-hour time period. Mm. On Saturday, a gunman opened fire at a Walmart in El Paso, leaving 20 dead and 26 injured. Less than a day later, another gunman opened fire at a popular bar in downtown Dayton, Ohio. 9 people were killed there and at least 27 were injured. The El Paso shooting, Brian, is being investigated to determine if it's a hate crime after discovering a racist anti-immigrant manifesto post online by the alleged shooter, who is a 21-year-old from Allen, Texas.
Kudos to Cardi and Rihanna for, you know, using that platform, but we need more. We need everybody to do that.
Trump tweeted about the incident, quote, the FBI, local and state law enforcement are working together in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio. Information is rapidly being accumulated in Dayton. Much has already been learned in El Paso. Law enforcement was very rapid in both instances. Updates will be given throughout the day. So Reed responded with, Donald, you spelt terrorism wrong. Your country had 2 terrorist attacks back to back, hours apart, leaving almost 30 innocent people dead. This just days after yet another terrorist attack in California, where a terrorist was able to legally purchase an assault rifle, AK-47, in Vegas, then drive hours to a food festival in Cali, leaving 6 more people dead, including a young infant boy.
And that was just last weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cardi B took to her Twitter saying, we have enough information already. Both of the shooters are white supremacist terrorists with intentions to kill minorities. Law enforcement took rapid action, but what are you going to do to control some of your racist supporters?
We got to hold these people to the fire, Shay. Got to.
Continue our conversation about gun violence in Kansas City and in our country.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, Kansas public schools returns to the classroom this week. KCPS and others next week. And Office Max in Kansas City is selling bulletproof book bags in response to the shootings that are happening across the country. It's a sad day to me that children have to get pencils, paper, folders, crayons, glue, and a bulletproof backpack.
Yeah, it's a sad reality that we live in the United States with, you know, all of these mass shootings. You know, we thought things were going to change with Columbine, and it didn't. We thought things were going to change with Sandy Hook, and it didn't. Maybe we thought things were going to change with the Las Vegas situation that happened a couple years ago, but it didn't.
We had 4 homicides here in the town in the last 4 days. As of today, 85 homicides compared to 78 this time last year. So we're on trend to surpass the sickening statistics last year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of conversations being had this morning about what we should do. Is it gun control? Is it mental health issues? What exactly can we do as a community to stop all of this gun violence?
Anybody that says that it's not the guns need to go take a nap, man. I mean, I'm just being real. It's too easy to get a gun. It's like it's no protocol, man. It's anytime it's, you can get something to hold in the palm of your hand that can take a life, it should be more to it to be able to get something that dangerous. I lost my son to not gun violence, but a gun accident. So that just goes to show you there's no gun training. So anybody that says that it's not the guns itself, man, you need to go take a nap. I mean, really, it's ridiculous.
Well, thank you for calling up this morning, man. Have a good one.
Hey, you do the same, man. You do the same. And thank y'all a lot, man.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Spent the better part of the evening thinking about the gun violence in our country and here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We live here. We live, shop, work, play in all the same places that you listening go to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a major concern for us, the fact that so many young people are dying, so many unnecessary lives are being snuffed out. Why? Folks who, you know, want to keep their guns are saying that it's not an issue.
How can you come to that conclusion? That's what I want to know. Like, to me, Shay, common sense says, and the state of New York has proven this, that the less access of guns you have, the better, the safer your community is. And the facts are facts with that.
3rd District Councilwoman Melissa Robinson posted her 5-point plan to address community violence on her Facebook page. She says, 1, invest in early intervention for behavioral and mental health, which includes fully funding subsidized mental health services. 2, build and deploy an I-70 coalition to advocate for local control for sensible gun laws. 3, collaborate and invest in viable employment with a focus on those most likely to be impacted by gun violence. 4, invest in effective family and youth development initiatives. And 5, increase community policing and initiatives that build positive relationships between law enforcement and communities most impacted by gun violence.
Mm.
She's actually looking for folks to join in to this discussion. If you want to be a part of that solution, you can email Melissa Robinson at community.together@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do as a community to assist our lawmakers who are concerned? Quint Lucas over the weekend voiced the same concern about gun violence.
I, for one, particularly think that gun control is not the answer. The answer for this is more like the community ourselves. I, for one, I grew up here in KC in the streets between 10th and, you know, Central Avenue, and I've seen a lot of my friends die between the ages when I was growing up in middle school. And one of the things is, you know, whether we want to or not, we got to snitch, man. I feel like if you see someone who has no gun experience, you gotta speak up to it. You know, you gotta tell them that they need to get a gun training. As a community, we need to look out for each other and look out for the person next to you, because whether you have kids or not, the person next to you might have a kid. So we gotta look out for them, not for ourselves, you know?
Let me ask you this. If we're looking out for each other, what would be the purpose of having a gun then?
You know,
if that's the correct answer and we're going to be loving and looking out for each other.
We're looking out for each other. I, for one, I live in a busy street. It's on 8th Street, so it's a lot of traffic going around. And I see a lot of kids playing up in the front porch. So when I'm sitting outside and I see a lot of people speeding through here, you know, they're in really big, badass trucks and whatnot. It's all right. You know, it's cool. You want to wreck your truck. You want to do so many stuff with your truck. But they don't take in consideration that there's a lot of kids living on these, in the front porch. They're out here playing. And then I got my gun. And then my mom did not ever say anything about it again.
Right.
Because I got training. So I feel like that's what we should do as a community. If you see someone that has no idea what they're doing with the gun, you need to speak up to them.
Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All over the country, everybody is talking about the mass shootings that happened over the weekend in Dayton and in El Paso, Texas. Here in Kansas City, we experienced 4 homicides in 4 days. Kansas City Star wrote a headline: "Our city should not accept this violence. First Friday shooting should be a wake-up call." I say that all the shootings that have happened all over this city is a wake-up call, not just because that one happened in the Crossroads District.
I agree.
If gun control isn't the answer, Brian, then what is?
It's a lot of issues, Shay, but I think that's the root of the problem, is the access, the easy access of guns.
What do you say about this?
I think we got a multifaceted problem here in KC, and I mean worldwide, honestly. We're going to keep seeing issues. If we put in gun control laws, which we need, I don't see that that's really going to stop people from being able to get their hands on them. But then if we don't do it, and we got a bunch of people running around that are only caring for self, at the end of the day, if I see something that I want, I got a strap and you don't, I'm going to get it by either pulling my strap and killing you, or taking what I want and you just give it to me. The gun control laws that we really need in this country are towards terrorism acts. That's not something that's happening in our communities. Our community needs to be given the resources necessary in order to stand up and take care of ourselves. If you look in the hoods of Kansas City or any hood nationwide, access to fresh food, groceries, access to education, access to the bare necessities aren't there. The major gun issues that are happening, like terrorism acts, aren't happening in our communities. So we do need gun control laws, but we need so much more than that in order for us to see the problems that we're looking at daily fixed, that it runs so much deeper than that. You take a bunch of people and put them in an area with minimal to no access to the necessary things that they need to survive, you're going to keep seeing these perpetuated acts of violence. The problem is going to continue to exist until the necessities to survive are implemented in the areas that don't have it.
Well, all right, my brother, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good day.
You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Mostly sunny right now. You are partly sunny in 76 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
The stepdaughter of Steve Harvey, Lori Harvey, was seen out having lunch with stepdaddy and her mama, along with her zaddy, Diddy. Now, what makes this really strange, Brian, is that Lori Harvey briefly dated Sean Diddy Combs's son.
And let me have multiple men. That's what's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
What's wrong with it, Shay?
Again, out of context. I can tell you 50 reasons why a man should not be dating his son's ex. And Diddy mad old compared to her.
How old is she?
She like early 20s. I don't even know if she's 22 yet.
So she wasn't born during the original Bad Boy era? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all.
And I hear she's got that nasty women's disease.
I would say he got it more than anybody else. He's been out here in these streets for all these years.
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
Remy Ma is off of parole. Isn't that a good thing?
Congratulations, yeah. Even though she just got into some trouble.
Yeah, but they let her off, so.
Period.
That's all that matters, right?
Yes. Now she can really go in on Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Lord. Isn't that over?
I don't know.
Well, it should be.
I do, yeah.
Keisha Cole and her boyfriend, Nico Kale, have welcomed their son into the world. It's a baby boy.
Congratulations.
No word yet on what the name of the child is.
Did she yell at the boy yet?
What boy?
You know she like to yell.
I don't know.
Test tube, baby.
Oh, yeah. She, boy, look. I will say, like, you know, celebrities who I've met, she is a real evil lady. I'll just keep it like that. Have you ever met Keisha Cole?
More than once.
Yeah. Was she like cool. that to you?
She was cool.
Yeah, she was... I don't know. She was just kind of evil. That's why Tech went in on her.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.